Hi, and welcome to A Downsized Life with Danny and Jacqueline Brown, and sometimes our kids. In the winter of 2019, we moved from a sprawling city in southern Ontario, Canada, to a small town 3 hours north. This podcast is about our journey to downsize in our lives. Lessons learned, successes earned, and everything in between. If you're looking to downsize your life, we hope you'll join us. Hi guys, and welcome to It's A Downsized Life. Today, it's just myself, Danny. My wife, Jacqueline, is down in Burlington. She's at her work offices, and she'll be home this evening. So it's just me and the two kids. You and Salem are upstairs having some lunch at the moment, and you know, getting up to all sorts of mischief, I guess. I'll check in on them soon. But today, I just wanted to talk about what we've been finding, I guess, you know, our initial thoughts on the first 6 to 8 weeks that we've been here. Our goals when we moved from Burlington, where we came from, to Port Sydney, where we live now, was a quieter life with less clutter, less stress, and being happier overall. And I mean, Port Sydney, where we are now, is 800 families, give or take. So it's a very small town in the sort of north stroke central Ontario. And compared to Burlington, where we came from, which had about 150,000, 170,000 people, very big change. So, you know, that's been an adjustment, a good one, but it's been an adjustment to go from that hectic pace down to this very much quieter pace. For an example, where we used to live in Burlington, we'd probably see about, I don't know, 2-3 cars passing a house every 10-15 minutes or so. And I'm lucky if I see 2 cars pass the house all day. Now, it could be that it's winter and nobody wants to go out, which I understand. So I'll check back in on this come spring stroke summertime. But at the moment, that's, you know, that's all I see. But one of the things that we did notice or have noticed, and maybe it's just me, I'm not sure, Jacqueline may not have noticed as much, but I'm feeling that the less clutter that we were looking for isn't quite happening at the moment. Now, that could be due to the move, because obviously we're only, as I mentioned, 2 months in, so we still have boxes that are unopened either in the garage or around the house. So there might be some books around the house or some DVDs, etc. And some equipment that we bought, you know, for the move, that still needs to be unpacked. And hopefully we'll do that this weekend. But at the moment, it just feels that the less clutter that we were looking for isn't quite happening. And because of that, our stress levels are maybe a little bit higher than we wanted them to be at this time of the move. But again, early doors, you know. But just really wondering when the stuff will be unpacked and the house will be the way we want it and what the space will look like when it's done. Because at the end of the day, we moved from a 3-level detached home to a 2-level bungalow. Now, the bungalow, ironically enough, does actually have the same physical floor space as the old place, except it's on 2 levels versus 3. So there's a little bit more more thinking has to go into where stuff goes and what the place is going to look like, etc. So again, maybe that's playing into the, you know, the cluttered feel or the cluttered the cluttered mindset that we currently have at the moment versus where we want to be. But again, early days. We're also discovering things that we may not have planned for, you know, originally. Like, for example, my wife's Mac just died. She has a 27-inch iMac, like desktop Mac, and that died in a horrible, horrible way. So we've just purchased her a new one, which thankfully arrived today. So when she comes home this evening from Burlington, that's something to look forward to and, you know, exciting. But it also means that there's going to be an additional box in the house. There's going to be 2 iMacs in her office while we get the old stuff transferred to the new one, etc. So again, there's a little bit more upheaval and temporary clutter. And again, it's temporary, but it's there. So it's physically there at the moment. I guess the other thing that we discovered by speaking to the neighbours and people we've met since moving here and people that made a similar move to us is that the winters here last longer than the winters back in Burlington. So, for example, winter in Burlington may have been, let's say, December, January, February. Winters here start a month earlier and last a month longer. So you tend to find when we moved in the middle of November, it was snowing heavily. It's still snowing today, and it's going to snow until probably March, you know, maybe even April. So the winters here are very much longer. So that's a bit of a mindset change and something we'll have to get used to. I know, speaking to the parents of one of Ewan's new friends at his school, they moved here 3 years ago, and it's only just now that the mom is getting used to how longer the winters are from where they came from. So again, a little mindset change. And the kids, you know, bless them, they've really adapted to the move, and that's great. But with the Christmas holidays at the moment, they are going a little bit stir crazy. Like I said, the weather can be a bit, you know, iffy. And if it's too cold for them to go outside, they have to, you know, entertain themselves indoors. And that's fine. We've got a bunch of crafts that they can do. We've got them a cool sort of games table with 6 or 7 various games on it, like foosball, table tennis, etc. for the Christmas. So they use that and they play on that. But there's only so much that they can do without, you know, before they go a little bit loopy and they need more stimulation for their brains. So again, that's little things that we have to look out for. And because of that, it's kind of, you know, obviously Jacqueline and I are still working during the day, during Christmas holidays, apart from Christmas Day, etc. But because we're still working, we have to be concentrating on what we need to do while still trying to entertain the kids. So it's a little bit of a juggling act. But despite all this, it's early days. And despite these little challenges, that's all they are at the moment. They're minor challenges. You know, it's little things that we have to get over. And, you know, for all these so-called challenges at the moment, the peace and tranquility and just the beauty that's up here makes us confident we did the right thing. I mean, after all, you don't move from a lifetime of city dwelling to a small town like this and expect everything to be perfect immediately, right? Until the next time, live happily and with intent. And we'll speak soon. You've been listening to A Downsized Life. If you enjoyed this, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And please feel free to leave a review on iTunes to help others discover the show. Until the next time, live happily and with intent.
Because I think we've done a lot in terms of the creators and the independent pod voices. I think we've really expanded a lot. There's still a lot of work to be done for sure. But there's just, it feels to me that there's like, okay, I feel like there's education happening here. I feel that's accessible. I feel there's groups coming up. I feel like we can do this together. There's a sense of togetherness that we're working through. But what I haven't seen change is that top layer.